Today on Introductions, our guest is 17-year-old violist Stephanie Block, a senior at Barrington High School who has performed as a soloist with both the Northwest and Oistrakh Symphony Orchestras, and she was a finalist in the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's youth auditions, among many other accomplishments. She's prepared for us music this hour by William Walton, J.S. Bach, Carl Stamitz, and more, coming up after this short break. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. This hour, we're live in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio, and our guest is 17-year-old violist Stephanie Block, a senior at Barrington High School, who is a scholarship recipient at the Music Institute of Chicago's Academy program, where she studies with Desiree Roustrat. She's also a member of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, where she's co-principal of the viola section. She's performed as a soloist with both the Northwest and Oistrakh Symphony Orchestras as winners of their concerto competitions. And in fact, we heard her performance with the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestra on a previous Introductions program. It was part of the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers. And we just had to invite her back here to the studio to perform as a soloist on her own program. So this hour was many months in the making. Stephanie has also been a finalist with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra Youth Auditions and in the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra Concerto Competition, among many other accomplishments. And she's prepared for us music this hour by J.S. Bach, Carl Stamitz, the beautiful Shahagir by Alan Hovhaness, and some music by Paul Hindemith, which we'll hear later. But she'll start with music by William Walton, and here she is now in the first movement of his viola concerto with Mary Drews on piano. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
17-year-old violist Stephanie Block and pianist Mary Drews in the first movement of William Walton's Viola Concerto. Stephanie is a senior at Barrington High School and a student at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy for Gifted Pre-College Classical Musicians. Well, thank you for that, Stephanie, and welcome to WFMT. You wrote to me before that this Walton is your favorite concerto. Now, why is that?
I think it's really unique how I get to play a piece that's British, because there are a lot of British composers, but I feel like a lot of their concertos or other pieces are overlooked. What I really like about the Walton is that it has a more subtle, dramatic feel. Some other pieces are really dramatic, really just out there. And the way Walton writes it is great, because you can hear in some of the musical lines, there's a lot of anticipation and then finally build up to a more dramatic part. But he does a good job of incorporating that in a much more different way than most composers.
You also wrote that you think it sounds British-y in addition to being British. So what do you think makes it sound British?
I think the whole beginning is, when I think British, I think a little more tranquil and just less obvious. So the beginning is, it's sort of morose sounding, but it's not too morose. And I really like that a lot of things are just under wraps until, you know, you bring out the more dramatic parts.
Yeah, I guess you alluded to that kind of before when you said that it's exciting and passionate without being so obvious about it. Is this one of the concertos that you performed with an orchestra?
I've never performed this with an orchestra.
Okay.
Well, I would love to.
Maybe soon. If there are any orchestras listening, Stephanie wants to play the William Walton Viola Concerto. Well, next you have some music by Bach for us. What are you going to perform?
I'm going to perform the prelude and the dance movements from the third Bach cello suite. The dance movements are the Sarabande, the Bourré, and the Gigue.
Obviously transcribed for viola. Was there any difficulties with that? When you hear it first on a cello, is there something that you're frustrated that you can't do as well on the viola? Or maybe there are some things that you do much, much better on the viola?
Well, I've talked to a lot of cellists about this, and of course, it's written for cello, so they always want to say it sounds better on cello, but I think this particular suite sounds really good on viola, especially the prelude. You can get a different sort of effect when it's played on viola as opposed to cello, and everything sounds great on cello, but a lot of things sound good on viola, and this is one of the pieces that I think really makes it sound special on the viola.
I think it's also really interesting that you were once a ballerina dancer. And didn't you say you thought about becoming a professional for a while, ballerina? And the three dance movements that we're going to hear are called Sarabande, Bourré, and Gigue. Do you imagine ballerina, ballet, when you're performing these?
Yeah, when I play these, I try to think of how people would dance to them. And since I used to be a ballerina, I like to think about that, you know, how would I do this, or how would someone who knows how to perform a Gigue or a Bourré dance to this? And I find it easy and helpful to just think of the movements right as I play them and just let the music flow, not just think of it in such a strict sense,
right.
And that really helps.
Well, I'm excited to hear this now. This is the Cello Suite number 3 by J.S. Bach. Of course, we're going to hear it on viola now, performed by 17-year-old violist Stephanie Block. We're going to hear the Prelude, Sarabande, Bourré, and Gigue live here on Introductions. Thank you. 17-year-old Stephanie Block showing us how gorgeous the cello suite number 3 by Bach can sound on a viola. She performed that live here in WFMT's Levin Performance Studio. We heard the prelude plus 3 of the dance movements of that cello suite. You can listen to this edition of Introductions again on our website, wfmt.com/introductions, which is also where you can audition to perform on this program. We welcome your YouTube auditions, or you can upload a music file to our website. And we also welcome your comments. Visit our Facebook page or send a note to introductions@wfmt.com. We're going to take a short break now. When we return, we'll hear Stephanie in part of Karl Stamitz's Viola Concerto and in some more gorgeous music by Alan Hovhaness and more. Please stay with us. This is Introductions. I'm David Polk. If you're just joining us, our guest this hour is 17-year-old violist Stephanie Block, a senior at Barrington High School who studies viola at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy with Desiree Roostrot of the Lincoln Trio, who we've heard on WFMT many times. Stephanie is also a co-principal viola of the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. Stephanie has won many different competitions and has placed in even more and has performed as a soloist with both the Northwest and Oistrakh Symphony Orchestras. We first heard her when she won the DePaul Concerto Festival for Young Performers, and you can hear that performance if you go to our website. We'll post a link with this program. She's also an accomplished chamber musician. She's performed with a group of principal players from the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra, and they won the Wembrandt Chamber Players Chamber Music Competition, and they placed in the Fischhoff National Chamber Music Competition. So Stephanie, you are very well-rounded. You perform in all kinds of different settings. But perhaps most impressive is the fact that in addition to your viola playing, you also train for triathlons, I understand. You're on the cross-country team. You're in the orchestra at your high school, plus the CYSO, plus everything involved with the Music Institute of Chicago. So how do you manage to balance all these things together?
One thing that I've always found really important to me, I need to have an outlet. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to balance all of these things, but it's really important to me. Especially this year, I wasn't so sure about doing cross country because it takes up a lot of time, but running is a great outlet for me. It's what I love second best to viola, and it's so much fun. My cross country team has some of the nicest people I've ever met, and they're all really encouraging with my music mm-hmm. and in races. And it's also taught me a lot of self-discipline when you're out on the track and you're doing workouts that really, really, really are hard.
Sure.
I kind of think that when I'm practicing viola, I've already done something that's a lot harder for me.
Uh-huh.
So it helps me and it helps my mindset.
Two very different sorts of challenges, but with a lot of similarities too. You spend almost every day, probably you do spend every day with your viola, at least part of every day. So you must like it a lot. Why do you like this particular instrument so much?
I really, really loved it and learned to love it in a very short period of time. originally when I was 11, I decided I wanted to go into music, but I was a violinist then. And I love both the violin and the viola, but I was kind of unaware of how much I could really like the viola. I never really had an interest in starting it until my teacher suggested that I just play it on the side, because a lot of violinists do that. And I picked it up in eighth grade, and I realized I loved it a lot more. And that's when I decided I wanted to pursue viola or violin.
Coming up next, you have for us another part of a viola concerto, this one by Carl Stamitz. And we heard the William Walton concerto before, which you've only learned on your own so far. But this one you've actually have performed with an orchestra, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So what was that like performing with an orchestra?
I performed this with both the Oistrakh Symphony and Northwest Symphony. With Northwest Symphony, I got to play the whole concerto, which was really nice. And that was a much different experience than with DePaul. It was a little bit more pressure, I think. But this piece, I've had it since I was a freshman, and it's stayed with me for the past 3 years.
So you've grown with it for years already.
Right. It's really, really ingrained in my head, but I love it. It's a great, great
concerto.
It's a lot
of fun, this concerto.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to hear it. We're going to hear the first two movements, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the first two movements of the Viola Concerto by Carl Stamitz. And Mary Drews is going to join us again on piano. This is Introductions live from WFMT's Levin Performance Studio.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was music by Carl Stamitz. We heard the first two movements of his viola concerto performed by 17-year-old violist Stephanie Block with pianist Mary Drews. Stephanie is a senior at Barrington High School and studies at the Music Institute of Chicago Academy with Desiree Rustrat and performs in the Chicago Youth Symphony Orchestra. That was fantastic, Stephanie. I bet those were real crowd pleasers when you got to perform those with both the Northwest and the Oistrakh Symphony Orchestras.
Thank you.
Before we run out of time, I want to talk about the last two pieces you have, a couple of shorter works for us. The first one is the Shahagir by Alan Hovhaness. How did you come across this piece, and what is this one like?
My teacher likes to give a lot of her violists this piece because it's a great piece. Not a lot of people really know about it.
Mm-hmm.
Hovhaness is half Scottish and half Armenian. And when he was younger, he didn't have a lot of Armenian influence because his mother didn't want him to be involved with Armenian cultures. But later on, he started to write music with a lot of Asian melodies and Turkish-like melodies.
Uh-huh.
So this piece is a lot like his other solo works. He wrote a lot of pieces on that style. And this is paired with a violin piece as well that is very similar.
And then right after that, you have an even shorter piece, what, about a minute long, by Paul Hindemith, and it's called the Sonata for Viola, Opus 25, Number 1. Now, what is this one like?
I love this piece because it's a lot of power jam-packed into a minute and a half.
Uh-huh.
And I don't get to play a lot of pieces like that, so it's really cool to just have all this burst of energy in such short time. The dissonant chords are really cool, and the way the melody flows is really awesome.
Wonderful. Well, two final pieces now performed by 17-year-old violist Stephanie Block.
Thank you.
17-year-old Stephanie Black, ending this edition of Introductions with some music by Paul Hindemith. We just heard the Sonata for Viola, Opus 25, Number 1, and she preceded that with the Shahagir, Opus 56, by Alan Hovhaness. Well, thanks so much for preparing and performing this wonderful program for us this hour, Stephanie.
Thank you.
So what is your dream viola job?
I would love to be in a great professional orchestra, depending on however long that will take.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really know for sure, but maybe I'll be led to a chamber group and perform with that. That would be great. And teach. And I'll have to do multiple things, but...
Well, as you already are doing many, many different things, and with a lot of success, and you're well on your way to doing whatever you want to do. So thanks again for joining us in the studio today.
Thank you.
You can listen to this edition of Introductions again by visiting our website, wfmt.com/introductions. That's also where you can upload an audition if you'd like to perform on the program. We also welcome your comments. Our address is introductions@wfmt.com, or find us on Facebook. Introductions is an original production of 98.7 WFMT. The executive producer is Steve Robinson. Our engineer today was Peter Serban, and our theme music was performed by Trio Vida. I'm David Polk, the host and producer of Introductions. Please join us again next week here on WFMT.